business.
Country, and it's a big decision not only for the administration but for members of Congress.
Yes, there are risks to action, but the consequences of inaction are greater and graver still. Today, I support the president's decision to use military force in the face of this horrific crime against humanity.
A couple of senators sounding off and throwing their support in the direction of President Obama. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours the best coming out of a holiday weekend. It's always tough, isn't it? How do we whine after we have a couple of extra days off? So this is America Tonight, and we're talking a lot about Syria. There you heard first Senator Bob Casey from Pennsylvania saying what a big decision it was. Well, duh, no doubt. Congress, when they reconvene on the 9th, will ultimately have the bigger decision, both in the House and the Senate, not in these committees. And then Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, talking about the risks and how risky it is and whatnot, talking about what the situation is in Syria. So it's risky for the president if it blew up in his face and he didn't get the support of Congress. But when you have Nancy Pelosi and you have the Speaker of the House, Boehner, who are for it, and you have more Republicans and Democrats coming out and saying that they'll support it, they're adding up the votes. It's like a big tote board. And somewhere in the bowels of the White House, just like you see in the movies, they have a board of the senators and congresspeople, and people in the White House are trying to get their vote. Here's what the president wants, blah, 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 and then they have their little check marks so they know if they're going to get the support they need. And it seems that all signs are pointing toward yes. Even if Americans aren't sold on it, the Congress seems to be sold on it. There'll be the obligatory, I think, debate in the back and forth. When they take the vote, I would be stunned if they don't vote to strike Syria. But the question you have to ask yourself, you do, is what happens when we hit Syria? What will the military action do? What will it accomplish? What's the goal in this? We've had inaction. We've had delays for over 2 years. Okay, but once we get to this red line, you use that gas on the people, and then we're coming after you. You start to use chemical, biological weapons, we're in your face. So the president issues an ultimatum. He has to honor that. But if he's saying that, then I would think he would know that he's got a game plan and what is he ultimately going to do. So, as this continues to roll on, and the concern is great over all kinds of things related to not just Syria, but here in the United States, if we don't do this, what does Iran think? Do we look like idiots on the world stage that, sure, just throw out your threats, but you're never going to follow through on them? So, you know, it's interesting. If you go back in our history, and I did this a little bit today, and of course situations change, but you can go back to 2009, 2010. You can go back to 2007 if you wanted to. Go back to John Kerry, who was then a senator in 2009, saying Syria is an essential player in bringing peace and stability to the region and dining with Assad many, many times. So nobody had the book on him that there was the possibility of these chemical weapons being amassed, turned on the people. What changed so dramatically? What changed so dramatically here? And how many people, you know, what was the one word used to describe Assad? Reformer. How many times do we hear reformer? Are we just picking the wrong guys constantly? Reformer. He's a great guy. Reformer. Only, yeah, we think he's pretty much gassed over 1,000 people. And what would it be like to be gassed with chemical weapons? To have your insides choking you to death? Can you imagine sarin gas? You can't. You can't imagine it. There's no way to imagine it. But this is what it would be like from what I've read and what I've been told. Your pupils get small. You can't breathe. And then ultimately you shut down. Unless you know you have this, you've been hit with a chemical weapon, but especially the sarin gas, you have no idea. It's odorless, colorless, the whole thing. You have no idea it's hit you. We can't imagine that. So, should the U.S. hit Syria? It's the same thing we come back to again and again and again. What's interesting is, John McCain, the senator from Arizona, has been pushing this along with his sidekick, Senator Lindsey Graham, for a long time. Not in the last 6 months, not in the last 10 months, in the last 2 years. And he's been pushing for military intervention. He's there testifying at a congressional hearing. And because there's all this debate, blah, 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 it shows you that even the senators are bored of it. And this isn't even full on everyone's there. McCain was caught by a Washington Post reporter playing on his phone, playing on his iPhone, a game. Because it was a 3.5 hour Senate hearing. Once he knew he was caught playing poker, he had to say, well, yeah, it was a long hearing. And worst of all, I lost. He did address that correctly. Like a scene out of The Veep, if you've ever watched that hilarious show. That whole Stranger Than Fiction thing? Well, here you go. He's on the phone. And he's playing poker. Well, that's a tough hand to come back from. The only thing you can do is address it head on, and that's exactly what he did. So the Syria question is still out there. There's now a delay since the full-on Congress isn't back for another week. But it's about the public relations aspect of it. And that's what's happening now, the push to get people to embrace Syria, as many as possible from both sides of the aisle. Democrats and Republicans, get people to carry the torch for it so it has a better chance, an easier chance to pass without too much blowback, because there definitely will be some. I mean, this isn't going to be a layup no matter what, even with lots and lots of votes in hand, because there will absolutely be debate in this. When you have Boehner and Pelosi next to the president united on the whole Syria thing, yeah, I'm going to say that it's going to happen. You have people like Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who normally would never be on board with this, who says, nah, we got a moral obligation to act. We have to do this. We have to do it. Congress will not say no to intervention, but the question is, should they say no to intervention? All right, we got a lot more in store for you. Hang through, everybody. Buckle up and get ready for more of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This segment, let's check that mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Joe Martin says, Kate, I enjoy listening to your radio show. It's interesting the way your mind works. I have to throw in my two cents on Syria. It sounds barbaric. I know about the people. It's awful. Gas is unbelievable. It sure is. But I'm going to say we need to stay out of this. The deeper we get implanted in the Middle East, it seems to be the worse things get. And then everybody wants our help. Once we get there, they throw it in our face. I don't understand why we are wasting our resources. We are a nation that tries to help others. And maybe in one way that's a good thing, but now we've been taken advantage of. And I feel as though we really have to say no on Syria. Well, cat's out of the bag. It ain't happening. There is no no on Syria. I think it's a question of how is this going to be gone about, and will there be the blessing of Congress, which I believe this was also, in one way, the president doing this was a smart move from a political perspective and a public relations perspective, because for the people that think we should go into Syria, the people that believe we should be there and should have been there, then the fact that you're enlisting Congress means you can find out who says no and who says yes and go from there. And it could be helpful to them. Now, if the answer is no in the House and no in the Senate, you know, there's not enough votes to get it going, it doesn't work and it blows up, then that's a bad thing. That's catastrophic from that point of view. Bottom line is, I think that the idea of war in any sense has people just saying to themselves, we can't keep doing this. It's always an emergency. It's always dire. It's always barbaric. And we can't let everybody else fight it out. What are we doing? We can't be in the middle of this. And then pictures are released from 2009 with how many meetings did John Kerry have with Assad, and talking about the Syrian regime and how, you know, they're our partners and we have to embrace the regime. And, of course, now it is a handful of years later, and this is blowing up on the guy who is now the Secretary of State. And, of course, you could say, well, it was different then in Syria, and it was, but we're seen embracing the wrong person again. Mohamed Morsi, woohoo, he's our guy. Muslim Brotherhood, he's out. Egypt's a mess. Now you have the Assad thing, and, yep, I forget what website it was on, but somewhere, and these pictures are floating around all over the place. And, of course, it's easy to dig up something that happened in the past, and why was Kerry there in the first place? Well, he was part of an envoy, so it's not a let's get so much John Kerry on this one. But it just goes to show you, he met with him 5 times. The Syrian dictator, who is now turning gas on his own people, who is blowing them up through walls. And this was just a handful of years ago. They were engaging Assad. And now telling, you know, members of Congress that we have to move away from a policy based on dictating decisions. We have to move away from that. And that if you go back a few years ago, it was about the proper understanding by Washington of regional issues and common interests. But in fact, what's happening is quite the opposite. I mean, it's quite the opposite as far as the world stage is concerned. And Kerry, who, I'll say this again, is not a senator from Massachusetts any longer. He is the Secretary of State, as you all know. And he considers Syria a key player in, he did it one time, certainly, in efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. Wow! That Syria is an essential player. So what does that mean about Assad? Differences, that they had a frank exchange on any differences and agreements about the possibilities of peace? How can you have possibilities of peace with Assad with what's happened there? And many of you have pointed to this, so let's go through quickly another couple of emails, because I don't want to go off on and digress and go into a different territory. This one from Tom in Illinois, and Tom says, Assad is a murderous thug. Whatever he wasn't before. Whatever's going on, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, we backed the wrong guy again and again and again. We cannot do anything but ditch this situation in the Middle East before we quickly, as you put it, Ms. Delaney, sink in the quicksand of what is ultimately nothing but misery and money and lives wasted over and over again as we continue to get into the middle of things that we have no business being in the middle of. This one from Alan in Florida. No way, no how, no deal. Stay out of Syria. Stay out of, in fact, all the conflicts in the Middle East, unless it involves our brother, Israel. Well, Israel's squirming, and that's the problem, Alan. They're squirming because of the situation they're in. Imagine gas being used on the Israelis, and they're all scattering to get gas masks because of what's happened in Syria. You know, Egypt used to be kind of the boundary-wise the blocker for Israel, but they're not that any longer, certainly with everything that's happened there. Right, this one comes to us from Gare, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. And he says, Kate, I listen to the show as much as I can when I'm awake. And sometimes I get a chuckle. Lately, it's been such serious business with Syria. And I think we need to unwind ourselves from this and just simply extract. It's time to move on. I've heard you say a phrase, something about changing the narrative. It's time to change the narrative. This is a losing situation. I don't care who begs us to go in. It's not the right thing to do. All right, quickly, to be sure, there were some others on the other side. This one from Bert. He says, hello, America, tonight. How can these people call your show and possibly say that we should just leave people in a situation where gas is being used on them? Didn't we learn the lessons from the past? Imagine if people thought that was okay to happen to Americans. Imagine if chemical weapons hit our shores. What a panic we'd all be in. We are nothing if not humanitarians. We need to help no matter what the cost. And then this one comes to us from Jane, who also says a similar thing. Been listening to the show for a long time. I like the fact that you invite all kinds of opinions. I probably should have called the other night, but I was just too darn tired. I am so surprised by some of the people who I've heard recently on America Tonight suggesting that no matter what, we cannot be involved or invest in any way in Syria. How can you allow innocent children to be gassed and to explode from the inside? It's just sickening, I tell you. What if that were to happen here in the United States? We'd all be singing a different tune, wouldn't we? And then one last one, balancing things out. This one from Jack, listening to us in Vermont. And Jack says, maple syrup kind of guy. I had to laugh when you talked about maple syrup maybe a year ago. And who had the best? Without a doubt, it's Vermont. I don't care what the people in New Hampshire say. On to Syria. We have to go and help those poor people. Who is going to help them? Otherwise, we are the most powerful nation still in the face of the earth, believe it or not. Missiles, missiles, missiles. We have those drones. Let's use those drones and help the people as much as we possibly can. All right, you get the idea. If you've never sent us your thoughts, you can easily do that. Go to americatonight.net. You'll see contact. Click on contact, and let your thoughts flow. Stay with us. More to come here in just a few minutes on America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
qualified customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Zach Badorf, and remember, Zach was in Turkey, went over, was in a Syrian camp. He saw so many people, as he was describing, to 1,000, close to, by his count, 11,000 people who all really were trying to get out of Syria. And, of course, this was on the heels of the chemical weapons that were used on people, then ultimately the UN weapons inspectors coming over and all the things that unfolded to verify and whatnot, and he was right there in that hornet's nest and had done some incredible reporting. And we're lucky to have him back on America Tonight. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me on.
So as you collected your thoughts, because I'm sure it was just a mad scramble as everything was going on, as I mentioned, you were in the camp, then you were back in Turkey, you're doing reports, you're keeping your eyes on what's happening, you're talking to all kinds of people connected to this situation in Syria. And now as you watch this ball move forward and you see what's happening here in the U.S. with the president looking for Congress to bless this, in other words, go to war, whether it's lobbing missiles or whatever it might be, do you think, because you were there on the ground, is this fast enough to keep waiting, to wait yet another week and perhaps even a week after that? I mean, I guess something's better than nothing, but you were right there and you saw the desperation of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just too slow, do you think, with what's happening here?
You know, I think it's important that the personally that the Congress get involved here. You know, they're representing the people in each of these districts. On one hand, of course, I think it's taken us 28 months to come up with some sort of action to help the Syrian people. And so, of course, I think that the sooner the better. But at the same hand, I think it's important that, you know, the United States realize what it's doing here and they sort of sign on. I felt like the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we never really got behind in a meaningful way. And I think it's important that the Congress, as our elected representatives, also sign off on it. But as you mentioned, you know, it's also, you know, the Syrian people have been waiting for a very long time for our support. The real question for me is, you know, what are we hoping to achieve out of these strikes? What sort of impact will this have on the ground? And at this point, it's very unclear to me, you know, what exactly the U.S. will do and that will be meaningful in any way to bring about peace.
Yeah. One of the things that you had the chance to do in a terrific report is that you were able to talk with a Free Syrian Army Brigade commander who told you that he expects Syrian President Assad's government to go down in 2 to 3 months. First of all, how'd you land the interview and what else did he tell you?
It's funny. You show up in a place like Turkey and Syria and then you meet new people. And I was in touch with some other journalists and it just fell into place at the very last minute. I mean, I was in touch with a lot of different Free Syrian Army folks as well, but I finally got a commander. You know, so I think that's one of the interesting things that he said, 2 to 3 months, he expects that, you know, the regime could fall after these U.S. strikes. I think it's a little bit optimistic. You know, I respect his, you know, his views and, you know, he's a commander, so he has some influence on how things will play out. I think the rebels will definitely make some ground, but, you know, I anticipate, sadly, that I think what's going to happen is the U.S. will make some strikes, and some rebels will make take some new areas. But then I think we'll probably let this fade into the background and we'll let the U.S. will sail away in its ships. And then we'll just let the regime continue on doing what it's doing, which is pretty much indiscriminately bombing civilians, leaving 100,000 dead so far. It's for me, it's a kind of it's a pessimistic picture. But I guess we'll wait and see what the actual plan turns out to be.
So, and if the U.S. didn't get involved at all, what would you say would happen here?
I think, you know, that's what we've basically been doing so far, right? I mean, we've provided some arms, very minimal ones, but, you know, after the red line was crossed in June, you know, we admitted that it was crossed in June of this year, a few months ago. We basically have done nothing since then. I mean, no weapons have been received by the rebels. The U.S. has been stalling. And their concern is these Al-Qaeda-linked groups. And that's understandable. I think there are mechanisms that we can put into place to provide weapons, anti-aircraft, anti-tanks, to take out the regime's aircraft and tanks that are causing such indiscriminate losses in terms of the civilian population. I think we can figure out a system to do that. I just think there's been, you know, a lack of leadership in the United States in terms of figuring out what we actually want to achieve. How can we help the Syrian people in any, you know, concerted, strategic way?
What about the possibility of more moderates gaining power, helping them, the other alternative, the, you know, the Free Syrian Army, talking about those folks, as, you know, I mentioned there at the top, is that just not a realistic thing to happen? Would that make a difference? Would it be different for the people or not?
Yeah, that's an important question. You know, so this Free Syrian Army is, you know, relatively moderate, relatively secular, and there is a government in waiting that's sort of you know, living in Turkey and preparing for things and working with local councils. But it's, you know, it's not, this is a country, you have to remember, that's sort of been living under regime control under Bashar al-Assad, and then, of course, his father, who was leading the country for about 20 years, and a very repressed state, So, you know, the democracy that will develop once the government falls, and it will fall eventually, it'll probably be some sort of negotiated sit-down, whether that's a few months from now or whether that's a few years from now or a decade from now. Eventually, we're going to see the two sides sit down. Well, we're going to see multiple sides sit down at the table to sort of work out an agreement. You know, and I anticipate that the government will have, you know, espouse values of democracy and freedom of speech and these sort of things. But it's going to take it's like forming a new government, a new mentality on how the government and what sort of role the government plays. And that sort of thing takes time to play out, just as you've seen in Afghanistan, for example.
Yeah. What about the people? Because you can imagine doing a talk show. Really, it's just there's so many opinions on this, and people are reading so much, reading into things and trying to figure it out. And make their own opinions on it. And there are people that say, absolutely, we got to go in there. We heard what Zach had to say. We've heard other people on the show, and we need to do something. This is genocide. This is awful. This is unbelievable that we would even allow this. Then there's other people that'll say, and as you talked about, your fear is, okay, so we throw some missiles out, we have a few good strikes, and then ultimately that's it, the ships go away and things just resume the way they are. So there are other people that will say, why even do that if we know that's what the outcome's going to be?
Yeah, I've asked people about that as well, and they're frankly very disappointed with Americans, American government here. You know, they recognize there's a difference between American people and the government. And you know, the concern is that it's just things are just going to continue as normal. And they really want the U.S. to step up in some concerted way. You know, one way to do that could be perhaps to take out the regime's air force. That would save a lot of lives because these aircraft are coming into very heavily populated areas, killing a lot of civilians. So that could be helpful. I think one of the big game changers here would be if Russia stops providing arms. That's a huge problem, and it's going to take a lot of effort on behalf of the U.S. to try to convince Russia some way, somehow, to stop providing weapons. But, you know, Syrians I talked to said that they want the U.S. to get involved. And even nonviolent activists who I spoke to said it's sort of a necessary evil to make these strikes, to weaken the regime, to give the rebels a chance to take over. So I guess we'll see just how much of an effort is being done. One last point here is that, you know, in terms of the effectiveness of these strikes, we're going to see, because I've been talking to folks in Damascus as well over Skype and over phone. And, you know, what they're saying is that a lot of the forces have been moved out of the military areas. The weapons have been moved and dispersed. They're even taking junior personnel and putting them on sort of on the front lines. So it's, you know, they are preparing for this. They're going to move around their weapons so that they're the least amount of impact possible from our strikes. Sure. So, you know, it's a tough thing.
Will you go back for you? What's next for you?
Yeah, I do hope to go back. I mean, I'll be in New York for a little bit. I've got a bunch of stories to edit and go through. And I'll continue to post on the Talk Radio News .com website, you know, so there'll be more to come there, some more in-depth stories that I've been trying to work on. So they'll be coming up some more stuff there. And then I do hope to go back to the region. Fortunately, I think this conflict is going to continue. I think it's probably going to continue for at least a few more years. I hope I'm wrong, but unfortunately, I don't see things changing all that much with U.S. military strikes.
Zach Badorf, thanks so much for coming on. Continued good luck, and we look for your stories. We'll do that at TalkRadioNewsInstead.com. Thanks again.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Again, I say this constantly on America Tonight, I think for the past 4 years. If you want to reach the show, a great way to do it, if you can't call 855-266-5283 when we're on the air to throw in your point of view, you can do it by hitting us up on the email. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. That's my ode to James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Okay, so we got a ton of email. Lots of it's on Syria. Some of it's on a few other things. Well, I don't want to focus completely on Syria, but I wanted to rifle through some of what you had to say about Syria. It's pretty much yay or nay. This one from Chuck in Illinois, who says, Kate, what's the sense? However many millions of dollars we spend on these missiles that we lob, as you say, off of our ships or from drones into Syrian territory, don't you think? They've had so much warning, everything that's worth bombing is out of view, is out of the way, is not findable. There's no gets there other than the possibility of collateral damage. I think it's too risky. What do you say? There is the risk of collateral damage. This is why a lot of people don't like drones. This is modern-day warfare, however. I could point to strikes that were successful. I completely agree with Chuck. On, absolutely, the deck chairs have been rearranged. Who knows what we hit? Is it a lesson? Is it a warning to Assad, perhaps? I guess you could say that if anything, it's a warning to Assad. Back off, Jack, and if you use those chemical weapons again, you know, we're there. So that's what I would say. I'd say it's like a warning salvo is the best that we can hope for here. Okay, this one from Gary. Gary says, America Tonight, like the show, especially like it when you talk about some of the lighter stuff and mix it in between. I hate to say this, but I'm so tired of talking about Syria. Why? Because I think the United States should stay way away from, clearly away from Syria. It's terrible that over 1,400 people, give or take whatever that number is, were gassed to death in that country, but it doesn't mean it justifies us attacking in Syria. It makes no sense to get involved here. I know some people are cringing to hear me say that, but Kate, I got to be honest, as an American, I cannot advocate doing it, and I hope Congress says no. It's not looking like Congress is going to say no, Gare. That's the thing. There's a lot of politicking going on. In one way, for the president, the delay buys him some time and his people to get the votes. You know, they do that thing where they're calling, talking, texting, trying to nail down who's a yay and who's not, and then talking to the Boehners, which Boehner switched his point of view up. He's on board completely. If you picked up the Wall Street Journal in the morning, it would have said, well, Boehner's an iffy, but by mid-morning, he was in. So that was the idea, reaching out to Republicans, reaching out to Democrats before there is any kind of vote in the House or any kind of vote in the Senate as well, and ultimately what they'll come up with as far as any kind of legislative bent is on it. So we'll see on the 9th. But I was one of those people that thought for sure it would be voted down, but I'm not so sure now because they're really warming up on both sides of this, especially if, okay, so we do some missiles, it looks good, everybody says, oh, America responded, but then ultimately what does it do for that country? I mean, you do have to ask yourself that for sure. Okay, let's do one more. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin. He says, yo, I haven't written you in a while. I've been tied up. Sorry about that. Miss Kate, I'm hearing the serious stuff, and I got to say, one day I think, yeah, we got to do it. We've got to do something to respond. Chemical weapons, horrific. Assad's sick. But on the other hand, we know how this story ends, don't we? And it doesn't end with Assad getting booted. I think they're too afraid of what the rebel groups would provide and any of their ties to Al-Qaeda, so I don't think anything significant would happen anyway. So I say save the dough and don't bother with any kind of an attack. All right, so you know you can always voice your opinions. I think we're going to have lots more to come on Syria, certainly. This is red hot now because we've got ships there. We're talking about it. We're burning fuel. We're waiting. We're posturing and all that kind of stuff. And ultimately, in the end, though, what is this going to look like? And frankly, I don't see it. Certainly going to end with boots on the ground. I doubt it. And it ends with maybe a little bit of a pushback from Assad, and probably that's it. But still, the whole persuading of Congress for a military strike to okay, it has to happen. A couple of other things on some of your minds included this. This one comes to us from Marnie, who says, dear Kate Delaney of America Tonight, are you watching the weather at all? Can you believe how hot it was this past week and a half? It was ridiculous. I had kids in school, and they were literally melting, tweeting me at lunch to come and pick them up. Finally, the school got some sense and decided that they would be off for a couple of days because there is no air conditioning. Here in Iowa, we're not used to this kind of weather, at least that kind of weather when the kids are back in school. We get it midsummer, but it's not midsummer anymore. What in the heck is going on? If I could answer that, I would be like Madam Cleo, only better, the real thing, propped up somewhere, telling everyone their fortunes. Yeah, it's Mother Nature, right? I think it's a cyclical thing. You know, some people say climate change. What is the deal with the weather? It has been incredibly hot in some areas where they normally wouldn't hit the highs that they're hitting. And it's very tough when you have the, to me, with smothering. Some of you can deal better with humidity. I hate the humid thing. I think there is different kinds of heat.
I used to think that was nonsense when people would say, well, it's a dry heat, it's a different kind of heat. But I'll take the heat where I don't feel like I'm just dripping. So I know that a lot of people in the Midwest, especially in the past week, that's what you were talking about. And that was brutal. The whole idea of sweating to death in a classroom, not good. So maybe there has to be more fundraisers to try to get air conditioning now. We need central air in our schools. We didn't need them before, but we need them now somehow. You know, some schools, too, they have those trailers because they have an overflow of kids. So it depends on where you are. It depends on the school board situation and, you know, where the kids are actually, where they're actually going to school, whether it's overflow or, you know, whatever. Okay, we got another one here. This one comes to us from John, listening to us in Florida. He says, hello, America. Tonight, I've been listening to the show. I'm a new convert. I have to say, I wasn't sure when I first heard you. Now I really, really like the show now that I've been able to hear it a couple of times. I like the fun things that you do on the show, and I especially enjoy it when you do the numbers deal, whatever that's called. And it's cute the way you say it's all about the numbers. Boy, isn't that the truth. Everything is based on numbers. I feel like we're walking numbers, and every day as I punch in, I think about numbers. So I think that there's a little undercurrent to what you're saying, and I find that very, very, very funny. I also like it when you talk about business, and I noticed you were talking about Microsoft and Nokia the other day, and I thought you were dead on in what you were saying. Isn't it crazy, the changing of the billions that happen? If you just keep up for a week and you follow that money, you realize who the top of the canopy really is in this country. $7.2 billion, my oh my. Yeah, we were talking about that just in our last show because it was just really officially announced, Microsoft buying the handset business of Nokia, and that was the price tag, $7.2 billion. I mean, it's all about acquiring, baby, right? Acquisitions and mergers. And the person who figures out a way how to move the company, that figures out the way, or the CEO, the chairman of the board, all those people, if they figure out how to move the pieces in the right direction, it's about the shareholders because they want to keep them happy and they want to make profits. So that's what it's about, profits. All right, one last one. This one from Dick, who says, America Tonight, don't know if you saw this or not. You know, I'm not a big John Kerry fan, but I have to say I thought it was sad when his wife went down. I can't remember if it was a heart attack or a stroke or whatever, but I just happened to see this on the news after I came home that the wife of John Kerry has actually been out in public. So it looks like she made it. I thought it was seeming as though she wasn't going to make it. Yeah, you know, I just saw a thing on that. I didn't realize she's 74. She had some kind of a seizure, and they were panicked. Took her to the hospital, and thought that the way they made it sound, it sounded like she wasn't going to make it. But apparently she's gotten better. She was in the hospital for a while, and they released her, and I guess she's okay. If she's out in public, he's got to be feeling at least a little bit better, I would assume. All right, so you know what to do. AmericaTonight.net. If you have something to say, say it to us. Go there, click on contact, and you are in, my friend. Hang with us. Much more to come here on this edition of America Tonight.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.